This is the Sakar Merli of the 5th of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are receiving this unlimited knowledge in order to receive unlimited happiness. Through the teachings of Raj Yoga, you are once again claiming the kingdom. Question: in which aspect is your godly family completely unique? Answer: some of you children in this godly family are one day old, and some are 8 days old, but you all study together. The father becomes the teacher and teaches his children. This is something unique. It is you souls who study. You souls say Baba, and Baba tells you the story of your 84 births. Song: the resident of the faraway land has come into this foreign land. Om Shanti. The day of the omens of Jupiter is also called the Day of the Lord of the Tree. This festival is celebrated every year. You celebrate the Day of the Omens of Jupiter every week. The Lord of the Tree means the seed of this human world tree. He is a living being. Only he has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of this tree. All other trees are non-living, whereas this tree is living. This tree is called the Kalpa tree. Its lifespan is 5,000 years. This tree has four parts. Everything has four parts. This world cycle too has four parts. This old world is now to be destroyed. The world is so large. No human being has this knowledge in his intellects. These are new teachings for the new world. These are new teachings for you to become the kings of the new world, to become the deities of the original eternal deity religion. The language is the same one, Hindi. Baba has explained that when other kingdoms are established, their languages are different. What will the language of the Golden Age be? You children know a little of it. In the early days, some daughters would go into trance and then tell what they saw. The Sanskrit language does not exist there. The Sanskrit language exists here. Whatever exists here cannot exist there. Therefore, you children know that that one is the Lord of the Tree. He is also called the Father, the Creator of the Tree. That one is the living seed. All other seeds are non-living. You children should also know the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. Human beings don't have any happiness at this time because they don't have this knowledge. This knowledge is unlimited, and you receive unlimited happiness through it. Any happiness you receive through limited knowledge is like the droppings of a crow. You know that you are once again making effort to attain unlimited happiness. Only you listen to these words once again. Only you receive the teachings of Raj Yoga to change once again from human beings into deities. You know that the incorporeal Father is the ocean of knowledge. Souls, his children, are still incorporeal, but each one of you has your own body. That one's birth is said to be alochic. No human being can take birth in the same way that he does. He enters this one in his stage of retirement. He sits here and personally explains to you children, souls, face to face. No one else would say to souls, children, children. Whatever religion others belong to, they know that Shiv Baba is the father of us souls. He would definitely say, child, child. However, no human soul can be called God. No one else can be called Baba. Gandhiji was called Bapu, father. The mayor of a municipality is also called father. However, all of those fathers are physical. You know that the father of you souls is teaching you. The father repeatedly tells you, consider yourselves to be souls. That father comes here and teaches you souls. This is the family of God. The father has so many children. You also say, Baba, I belong to you. Therefore, you become his children. Some say, Baba, I am your child of one day, or of 8 days, or a month. At first, a child would surely be small. However, even though someone here is a child of 2 or 4 days, his organs are still large. This is why all the physically big children have to study. The father teaches whoever comes here. You too are studying. You have become the father's children, and he is now explaining to you how you have taken 84 births. The father says, I enter this one at the last of his many births, and I teach you. You children know that you have come here to the most senior teacher, from whom these teachers have emerged. They are called guides. They too continue to teach everyone. Those who come to know this knowledge then continue to teach others. First of all, you have to explain that there are two fathers. One is of this world, and the other is from beyond this world. The greater one would surely be the father from beyond this world, who is called God. You know that you now have found the father from beyond this world. No one else knows this, but they will gradually come to know it. You children know that Baba is teaching you souls. We souls will shed our bodies and take our next ones. We will become the highest on high deities. We have come here to become the highest on high deities. While moving along, some children leave this highest on high study. They start to doubt something or other, or they are unable to tolerate the storms of Maya. They are defeated by lust, the greatest enemy. It is because of these reasons that they stop studying. You children have to tolerate a great deal because of lust, your greatest enemy. The father says, you innocent mothers have been calling out to me for cycle after cycle. You call out, "Baba, save me from being stripped." The father says, "Remembrance is the only method. There is no other way. It is only by having remembrance that you will continue to receive power. Powerful Maya will continue to lose her power, and you will then become free." Many become free from bondage in this way, and they come here. Their being assaulted comes to an end. Then they come and talk to Shiv Baba through Brahma. Instill this habit in yourselves. Keep it in your intellects that you are going to Shiv Baba. He enters the body of this Brahma. We are sitting in front of Shiv Baba. Only by having remembrance will our sins be absolved. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. These are the only teachings you are given. Even when you come here to meet the Father, consider yourselves to be souls. May you be soul conscious. It is only now that you receive this knowledge. This is the effort you must make. On the path of devotion, people study so many Vedas and scriptures, etc. Here, the only effort you have to make is to have remembrance. This is the easiest effort of all. It is also the most difficult effort of all. There is nothing easier than remembering one's father. Soon after a son is born, he begins to say, "Baba, Baba." Soon after a daughter is born, she begins to say, "Mama, Mama." That soul has adopted a female costume. A female goes to her mother, whereas a son, because he receives an inheritance, generally he remembers his father. You souls are all sons. You souls receive your inheritance from the Father by remembering him. If you are body conscious, it will be difficult for you to claim an inheritance. The Father says, "I only teach you children." You children also know that the Father is teaching you. No one but the Father can tell you these things. You loved him on the path of devotion. All of you were lovers of the One Beloved. The whole world are lovers of the One Beloved. The Supreme Soul is also called the Supreme Father. The Father wouldn't be called a lover. The Father explains, "You were my lovers on the path of devotion. Even now, there are still many who are my lovers. However, they are very confused as to who is called God. They call Ganesh and Hanuman, etc., the Supreme Soul, and totally tangle everything up. No one but the One can untangle it. No one else has the strength to do this. Only the Father comes and explains to you children. You children then understand number-wise according to the efforts you make. And you then become able to explain to others. A kingdom is being established. You are studying here exactly as you did a cycle ago. You will then receive your reward for this in the new world. That is called the land of immortality. You gain victory over death. There is no untimely death there. The very name is heaven. You children should experience a lot of happiness from this study. By remembering the Father, you also remember the Father's property. The knowledge of the whole drama enters your intellects in a second. There is the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world with its cycle of 84 births. This whole play is based on Barrett. All the rest are byplots. The Father speaks this knowledge to you. You who are becoming the highest of all, then become the lowest of all. You become double-crowned kings, and then become total beggars. Barrett has now become a beggar. It is government of the people by the people. In the Golden Age, it was the empire of the double-crowned emperors and empresses. Everyone believes in Adidev Brahma, and he has been given many names. He is also called Mahavir. Hanuman too is called Mahavir. In fact, you children are true Mahavirs, brave warriors, and Hanumans, those with deep love for Rama. Because you stay in yoga to such an extent that no matter how many storms of Maya come, you don't fluctuate. You children of Mahavir become Mahavirs because you conquer Maya. Each one of you conquers Ravan, the five vices. It is not a question of one human being. Each of you has to bend the bow, which means you have to conquer Maya. There is no question of battling, etc. in this. How do the people of Europe fight? In Barrett, there is the war between the Kauravas and the Yavans. It is also remembered that the rivers of blood flowed everywhere. Rivers of milk will then flow. Vishnu has been shown in a lake of milk. Lakshmi and Narayan are Parasnat, lords of divinity. In Nepal, they are named Pashupati, one who liberates all souls from the bondage of karma. They are both the one form of Vishnu, Parasnat and Parasnathni, his consort. They are Pashupatinath Pati and Pashupatinath Patni, the Lord and his consort, the Lord of all creatures. People create an idol of Vishnu there, and also a lake. From where would milk enter the lake? On important days, they pour milk into that lake, and then show Vishnu lying in a lake of milk. There is no meaning to it. There cannot be a human being with four arms. You children are now social workers. You are the children of the spiritual father. The father explains everything. You should have no doubts about this. Doubts mean storms of Maya. You called out to me, O purifier, come, come and purify us. The Father says, constantly remember me alone and you will be purified. You also have to remember the cycle of 84 births. Only the Father is called the purifier, the ocean of knowledge. There are two things. He purifies the impure and also narrates the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. You children understand that the cycle of 84 births has to continue all the time. There is no end. You understand this number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The Father is so sweet. He is also called the husband of all husbands. He is also the Father. The Father says, "You children receive a huge inheritance from me. However, there are even some who divorce me, the Father." This too is fixed in the drama. They stop studying, which means they divorce me. They are so senseless. Clever children will easily understand everything and begin to teach others. They will instantly understand what they can receive from a worldly study and what they will receive from this study, and they will therefore decide what they should be studying. When Baba asks you children reply that this study is very good. Even then, some say, "What can we do? If we don't study a worldly study, our friends and relatives will become upset." The Father says, "Day by day, time is growing shorter. Later, you will not be able to study as much as you can now. Preparations are being made with great force. Preparations are made for every eventuality. Day by day, enmity between one another continues to increase. They say that they have created such things that they can instantly destroy everyone. You children know that according to the drama, the war cannot start yet. The kingdom first has to be established. Until then, we have to make our preparations. They are also making their preparations. Your influence will spread a great deal later. It is remembered, O God, your divine play is so wonderful." That praise refers to this time. It is also remembered, your ways and means are unique. The part that each soul plays is also unique. The Father is now giving you Srimat. Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. There is a vast difference between his elevated directions and the directions of human beings. You know that no one except the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can bring about peace in the whole world. According to the drama, 100% purity, peace and happiness are being established exactly as they were 5,000 years ago. How? Come and understand this. You children must also become helpers. Those who help a great deal become the beads of the Rosary of Victory. The names that you children were given were so entertaining. A list of those names should be kept in an album. You were kept in a batti. You left your homes and families and came and belonged to the Father. You came and were put in a batti. It was such a strong batti that no one from outside could enter. When you came and belonged to the Father, you had to be given new names. You surrendered everything. That is why each of you was given a different name. It was a wonder. The Father gave all of you names. Acha. to you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Your intellect should have no doubts about anything. Become a Mahavira and overcome the storms of Maya. Stay in yoga to such an extent that no storm of Maya can shake you. 2. Become clever and use your life for godly service. Become a true spiritual social worker. Study this spiritual study and teach it to others. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor and be merciful by finishing your ego and your doubts. No matter how many defects a soul has, how harsh the sanskars of that soul may be, even if he doesn't have any wisdom and constantly insults others, you children who are merciful world benefactors will be lawful and loveful with all souls. You will never have any doubts as to whether someone will be able to change or not, or that someone is always like that, or someone cannot do anything. I alone am everything, but that one is nothing. Put aside this type of ego and your doubts, and while recognizing weaknesses and defects, you children who are able to forgive and be merciful will be successful in doing the service of world benefit. Slogan: where there is the cooperation of body, mind and wealth of Brahmins, success is with you. Aviat signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. When souls experience your soul conscious form, they will be attracted to the Father, sing songs of Ohu Prabhu, O God, and will easily offer themselves out of body consciousness. Oho, your fortune, Oho, my fortune. Because of experiencing this fortune, they will renounce the awareness of the body and bodily relations. Om Shanti.